Hey guys, welcome back to Mystic Misters. Hi, Robbie.
Hi.
Hi. And today we're going to be doing a... I guess we're going to be finishing up the Major Arcana... Oh, no.
We're about there.
Sorry, I just realized, like, wait.
We're about there.
We're almost there. Today we're going to be doing The Devil, The Tower, and The Star.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's been a minute. I know our Major Arcanas are little increments everywhere, but we're getting it done, guys.
We're finishing it up.
Yes. Also, once we do finish the segment for these three cards, we're going to do a little spread where our decks are actually going to interview each other. So we're going to call that spread New Deck. Who dis?
What's up?
Wow, that was such aggressive energy.
Who dis?
All right, and just in a minute, we'll be back. All right, to start off this episode of The Journey Continues for the Major Arcana, we have the Devil. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, the versions of the cards that we're using today, I am using the Muse Tarot by Chris Ann.
And I am using the Light Seer by, I have no idea.
I think it's actually also by Chris Ann.
Is it? Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Hey,
wow.
Okay, it's a Chris Ann episode.
Oh, wow.
I did not realize.
I don't even think, like, the decks are interviewing each other. They're kind of like, oh, we're reuniting as long-lost sisters.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
That actually kind of makes sense now when you think about the color usage and everything.
That makes
decks.
Sense. Yeah, like, the kind of, like, all the... Yeah, the color.
Wow,
the
we unknowingly coordinated this today, guys.
We did. Yeah, I just... Yeah. Yeah, okay, going back.
I like how we started strong and we segued so fast.
So fast. But that's just our usual thing, honestly.
Okay. So we do have the Devil here. On the Muse Tarot version, we do have a woman. So this deck, by the way, features a lot more human-like characters rather than more maybe more cartoon or more drawn out, illustrated. This is like more so legitimate people. But we do have a woman here. She does have moth wings on her back.
Oh,
she does have a little bit more of a black and white motif. Her arms are crossed and she's looking down. Her skin is very pale.
Mm-hmm.
And above her, there is kind of like this little temple with flames kind of going on. There are two people on the side. There is also a butterfly or a moth there right in the center.
Yeah, I think it's butterfly.
Butterflies.
Because devil also kind of symbol... Oh, no. It might be moth, yeah. Never mind.
It might be the moth. But yeah, there's flames all around. It does kind of look like a little hell-ish.
Yeah, I was going to say it looks like it.
If you look at the very top, like, middle-ish, there is, like, a door. That could be, like, the exit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be the exit. What is the illustration on yours?
So, it's a man. He is shirtless. I don't even know.
It's a man and he's shirtless.
He's shirtless.
I have no problems with that.
Neither do I. So I'd be meditating on this card, baby.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will.
But I don't have to describe that tattoo. You know what this symbol is? It's like...
It's interesting because it you would think it looks like... Well, okay, because it's like a diamond in the middle and then intercrossed.
Yeah, I think... you know what it looks like to me? It looks like an arrow up and arrow down that just got like on top of each other. You know how like the Star of David's like two triangles?
Okay.
It's similar in like... There, like,
it's very as
you can see like the arrow part on the top if you cover that,
yeah,
and then it's another one pointing on down on top of each other.
Yeah,
don't know the symbol's called, mm-hmm, but that's all right on his chest in the middle. Mm-hmm. He does also have a skull, a ram or a sheep's, I think it's a ram.
Yeah, that's
another
a ram
skull on his arm and a chain on his arm. I'm guessing it's kind of like to symbolize like it's in the, I think in the original the couple are chained, right?
Yes,
and they're around their necks and, mm-hmm, stuff. He is sticking his hand out, and he has strings attached to a person, so, mm-hmm, it's a kind of like puppet, like kind of, mm-hmm,
control,
like mind control, even if you will.
Yes.
I mean, his eyes are very beautiful. It's green, and like a lot of greenish color in the background too.
Mm-hmm.
His hair is like just everywhere.
Yeah.
He has really long hair. Oh. Okay, devil. His hair. I think it wraps around like the whole entire car, right? This is the hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like, I guess, symbolizing like he has control. It's like mm-hmm. puppeting over.
There's extension.
Yeah.
Of control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's it for my illustration.
Hmm. Well, I mean, general energy I get from this card, I mean, you know, the devil, usually when it comes up, just common readings and common meanings is always like, there is a force or a situation in your life that does have necessarily a control over you.
Mm-hmm.
It can also mean bad habits. It mm-hmm. can also mean kind of just negative influences that you are choosing to partake in, either choosing to partake in that you're willingly, knowingly doing, or like you're allowing things to happen in your life and you're not doing anything to stop it. So mm-hmm. yeah, you're just basically allowing these negative influences to basically chain you down and impact your life.
Mm-hmm. To puppet you.
To puppet you. Yeah, basically. Yeah. Did you have any?
Want to add on? Also for me, you know, the devil is also one of the well-known tarot cards. Like it's in other shows and whatnot. It's also portrayed mm-hmm. as like an actual like demon or devil or just someone evil. It doesn't necessarily mean evil. But like also another meaning for me is like, this is sort of like a sexual card for me.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. You know, like in the original, like the two part chain, they're naked.
Yeah.
Like they're being
deviancy.
Yes. what else? I kind of see, like, you were saying, like, an authority figure or a person with power trying to, like, gain control of you. Or some, yeah. maybe, like, if it were comes to do, like, with work.
Yeah.
It's, like, maybe your boss or your manager or someone yeah. above you, like, trying to make you do things that you don't want to do. I'm not necessarily, like overloading your tasks, for an example.
Yeah.
Like, you have so many things just trying to say, like, oh, like, I'm going to control you because, like, I can.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it could be, like, you could break from that power. It could be a reminder to break free from that power. It could be a reminder to, like, to recognize the power that, like, they have over you. And it's like, you know what? You can just break from it. Just, like, negative energy, bye.
I mean, a lot of the times that I've pulled this for readings for other people, mm-hmm. The first time I've ever pulled this for somebody, it did... It was so for someone's baby daddy oh. that, like, they didn't, like, they knew that this baby, like, she literally called him the devil, and she's called him that oh. before. So that's why I always thought it was really interesting in terms of people, like, they do represent negative people, like mm-hmm. you had mentioned. A lot of times I've also pulled this card, too, they do pertain to, like, heavy negative thoughts and feelings. I mm-hmm. have, you know, trigger warning, you know, this has come up for me, not for me, but when I've read for other people on the topic of, like, suicide, that has mm-hmm. come up. You know, because it's such a dark and negative force that does, like, cast over and hold you down,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I feel like situations like that, even depression, you know, like, really negative feelings, you know, do come up for this card. It's not the only thing, but mm-hmm. For me, that's what it's come up as, you know, mm-hmm. it's this force that prevents you from breaking cycles,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, though, I have heard this card used in a much more... There, surprisingly enough, some people use it as a more, like, it can be used as a positive context.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's kind of like the fuck everything and have fun.
Yeah. You know? No, like, yeah, like, I kind of think of, like, a sexual card, like, maybe it's time to go around if you...
Yeah,
if
yeah.
that's your theme and if it's your time.
Yeah.
I kind of... Oh, dang, I literally lost my thought. It literally fell out of my hands in my head.
Get it back.
I'm stumbling. I can't figure out what I was trying to say.
Well, you were talking about sex.
Fuck. Yeah, literally. Oh, fuck. damn it. Okay, well. Damn. Okay, yeah, I can't think of it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, it's saying. I was thinking that it could also pertain to yourself, like, you're being a little bit too mm-hmm. overprotective, like, controlling mm-hmm. you know, a certain relationship or over
maybe
a
you should
thing.
Give in to some of your inhibitions.
Like,
you're saying,
like, addictions. Like, it yeah. could be, like, oh, I'm too focused on this. Mm-hmm. It could be a reminder for that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, I mean, if you're kind of also pertaining back to the whole, like, the deviance and the
yeah.
kind of giving in to your inhibitions. Like, that's why I'm thinking it's, like, inhibitions giving in to your, like, your more maybe animalistic side or mm-hmm. your more, like, wilder
instinctual,
side.
Yeah.
yeah, like, it's probably that. So that's why if I could think of any other positive energy that I could apply to this, it would probably be that, is mm-hmm. to let loose a little
let
bit
loose,
more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kick your instincts will kick in.
Yeah. Anything else on the devil card?
No, I think that's it for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks, you know, if you pull the devil card, it's not... I mean, you know, just depending on what it means to you in this reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes
it really
it's not
just
a bad
depends
thing.
On the whole thing overall.
Mm-hmm.
If you're asking about a certain situation, mm-hmm. a person, whatever it mm-hmm. is, it could mean good... You know, it's just up to the person reading to hopefully get it, like, the message across.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I'd be
true.
Like, oh, the devil, ooh, I don't know, but, you know, tarot's not always negative.
Yeah, because, I mean, it does have that context, because, you know, we've talked about it many times already before, mm-hmm. how it comes off in media and things like that. But, you know, it does have a little positive when it's appropriate for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And we are off to the next card. Nate, you want to do this one?
The Tower. Yes.
Oh, God.
The Tower is also one of the well-known cards mm-hmm. in the tarot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, social media and everything. Like, oh, the Tower. Like, you know, okay, looking at my card, it's... Honestly, is this what's supposed to be a tree? It's supposed to be a tree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or a mountain. No, it's a tree. I don't know. That's just grass going up, right? Isn't like a mound of a hill or a mound of like a of soil or ground?
It's yeah. I mean, it's something that's like erected.
Erected, yeah. So it's it looks like it's coming down. Lightning literally struck. You're right.
Mm. Someone's still on the devil card. Stroke.
Yes, it struck it down and it's crumbling. Underneath, there's a squirrel looking up at it. Like, could just be like you. It's like. Usually talks about like a sudden something mm-hmm. like crumbling, like it's a sudden situation. It usually people think of it in negative light, but it could be good either or depending on the situation. There are, I don't know how to describe, like things fading or like mm-hmm. if you think of Thanos snapping his finger and people mm-hmm. turning to the ashes and floating mm-hmm. off, it's similar to that. There's like a bunch of butterflies on it flying, but like they're like also disappearing with mm-hmm. the ashes, or if that makes sense. So it's like a lot of like sudden like changes, if mm-hmm. you will, like, oh my gosh, like, you know how when Thanos snapped his finger, it's like mm-hmm. literally people are turning to ashes and like disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's similar to this situation, like in overall. What else? Like tower crumbling down, like sudden yeah, basically for me. Mm-hmm. Anything for you?
I mean, well, in most iterations of mm-hmm. this card, it's always usually an actual literal tower being struck by, most cases, lightning.
Uh-huh.
In this case, it's a kind of like a pillar, like yeah. a pillar of like life, right? That's just generally the most, like, in terms of most reiteration.
Mm-hmm.
Mine, actually, there's not really like a building that you actually can physically see,
yeah.
but it's actually more so the yeah, like the lightning is actually striking the person,
mm-hmm.
which does, in metaphorical sense, make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You're breaking down the person, you know, and you still actually do see a little person here.
Jump
on
off,
the,
yeah.
That, or like off. Falling off, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for the tower, it does mean that something sudden is going to come, something quick, something abrupt,
mm-hmm.
And it is a major change.
Unexpected,
yeah. yeah. But, I mean, if there is any positive to come out of this card for the tower, what I've read and what I've also, you know, I feel like it does make sense is mm-hmm. that sometimes as you have to think about the foundation of where your current status and of mm-hmm. your situation is asking for. Because if the tower, if everything falls apart, then maybe the foundation wasn't strong enough to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an opportunity for you to start over. Mm-hmm. Was it hard? Was it rough? Was it sudden? Yes, but what is it necessary? Probably
most, not even probably, like, yes, it was
yeah.
necessary.
Yeah, sometimes you can avoid the towerness, you know, the tower
you
the,
can yeah.
you can, but sometimes it does, it just needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
especially like, I guess it depends on whatever reading you have. It could have been talking about a past switch
mm-hmm.
of like, oh, why did this happen? Oh, the tower obviously represents maybe crumbling, like it could be a breaking down, your low point in life, like,
yeah,
it could be like it's shaking you to the core, to like your foundations of your values or whatever
mm-hmm.
it is. It's telling you to rethink them or telling you to strengthen them
mm-hmm.
so like the tower won't fall down the next time something that happens.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, it is an opportunity for you to rebuild, and you just,
mm-hmm.
it gives you a chance to start over. You know, like, it's, you know, when you think about, you know, architecture and building structure, you
yeah.
know, like, you can't just paint up a whole new, you know, you can't just make a whole new, a previous building and make it all, like, all cute again, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Sometimes, like, there's a reason why they have
there's
to be
cracks.
Demolished.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to break down the previous structure so that way you can make room for a better one and
mm-hmm.
something new and fresh.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, so...
I mean, they're also... I guess it depends on the situation. Like, when the tower... In the future stuff, like, you do future reading and then the tower pops up. Also could be, like, you might want to strengthen your foundations
mm-hmm.
because something is going to break you down.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's... even though it's sudden, or even though it comes up in the reading and you know it's going to be coming, you don't know when it is coming
mm-hmm.
on that. It's unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I also don't want people to think too, like, if you were, you know, especially because, you know, how people do, like, a daily card of the day.
Yeah.
You know, and then, because, you know, I mean, most people will be like, especially if you know tarot, you're probably thinking in your head, oh, God, what could possibly happen today?
Yeah.
You know?
I've had
But it depends, because, I mean, I think the energy isn't always going to seem as intense all the time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a minuscule thing that'll happen.
Very minuscule. Yeah. It could just be, like, something literally falling.
Yeah. Like, just, like your books.
Or breaking.
Yeah. Or you drop the glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, you know, it'd just be very, very, very subtle thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just depends. It varies on each person. Mm-hmm. So, just prepare yourself.
Yes.
Strengthen your foundation.
Strengthen your foundation. And that is on the tower.
Yeah.
All right. And to close this off, we have the star.
The star.
So the star is very fitting in this order because, mm-hmm. especially with the devil and then the tower, you have these kind of, in a sense, negative connotations of cards that are, you know, very unexpected energy that's mm-hmm. that's happening. The star comes in at a very appropriate time, especially after the tower, when you think that everything has gone to shit, you have a little hope. And hope is really important here. So in my iteration for the star, we do have a female woman who is, there's a lot of yellows and oranges mm-hmm. happening in the back. She's actually clutching the star in her hand, and she's mm-hmm. actually looking forward, like looking across. She's
like
gazing.
She's kind of like looking up too.
She's looking up, yeah. So if this is her like version of hope, and she's clutching onto hope.
Mm-hmm.
That's my iteration for this.
Like also, like keep your head up.
Yeah. Sorry. Keep your hope and keep your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep your head, yes.
Keep your hope up high. Keep your head up high. Whatever. You know what I mean?
And so for mine, it's a little bit different with color scheme. It's more purple. It's like a sky. She's looking up. The stars in the sky shining bright. There's a string, like a lasso, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a lasso across. Oh. Lasso on the star. Mm-hmm. And she looks like she's...
That's her last string.
Yeah. Like she's holding on to it. It would tightly around her hands and her hands around her... on her heart. Oh my God. I can't talk. So she's looking up, she's smiling, she's just like, this card also is like wishing upon a star, mm-hmm. your wishes will be coming true, mm-hmm. that's what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, yeah, like hope, like there's always going to be something coming better. Maybe you're at your lowest now, but mm-hmm. there's nothing that can get worse if you're at your lowest. You're just going to be going up from there.
Yeah. It's like basically have faith.
Mm-hmm. It's a faith. Yeah, it's like a faith card. Like, things will pan out how you want it to be,
mm-hmm.
how you wish it to be.
Mm-hmm. And I think also, too, I think, like, it's important, especially, like, for example, if this comes right after the tower.
Mm-hmm.
Hope is important for your rebuilding process because it in a sense, it helps you reevaluate everything and understand, like, why things happened the way they did.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you, it helps broaden your perspective in terms of, like, okay, like, if I've lost this, what is there still to gain?
To gain, yeah.
Right? What can I still rebuild? There's, like, you know, hope is, you know, it's a construct that propels people to want to do better and mm-hmm. want to have better.
To take the step forward.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in terms of, like, I've also come across terms in, like, negatives, like, when, especially the card is turned around, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's, like, stuff I've heard is, like, oh, if the card is in reverse, you're not being hopeful enough, you're being too negative.
Mm-hmm. Be more optimistic, type of thing.
Be more optimistic. Uh-huh. I've also come across ones, too, where it's just, like, over-optimism. Being too hopeful and like you need to ground yourself into a little bit more reality.
Yeah, you know? Not up in the stars.
Yeah, not too up in the stars. Mm-hmm. Find one star, don't look for too many.
Yeah, you're just gonna be keep a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just also noticed that like around on my card around her is like black. Just look like it's burnt down.
Yeah.
That remains of the tower. Literally. Everything behind her is burnt down to the ground. Mm-hmm. Like it's legit like looks like trees that have no branches, it's just black.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it for my card.
Okay. Well, and that sums up the three cards for this episode. It's pretty short and pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like these are pretty important, like these would say, like I would say that these are like the biggest highlights in terms of the major icon in terms of like emotional,
yeah,
you know, like literally go from like
emotions, literally.
Distress, like destruction, and then I can't find something else with the D, but
despair, no, not despair,
D hope for something more.
The hope for something more.
The hope for something more.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
All right. So in our next episode, we will cover the last four cards of the Major Arcana. But right now, we are going to do a quick spread. So I saw this spread on TikTok, and I was telling Nate about it. Unfortunately, I don't know why. For some reason, I could not. I guess I thought I favorited it, but I guess I didn't. But it's this pretty interesting spread. A lot of the times you will, you know, when you guys get new tarot decks, a lot of you will probably do deck interviews, right? That usually range between 3 to 6 questions, depending.
Yeah, depending.
What's interesting that we're going to try is that we're actually going to have our decks interview each other's deck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's kind of like if we're bringing our kids to the playground, you know.
Introducing them,
basically. So this is going to be a little fun. So Nate, what were the questions that we had summed up for this again?
Oh my god, okay.
General energy.
Each other, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we're, fudge. What do you think? Oh no.
Strengths,
yes. Mm-hmm. The strengths of each other's decks. Mm-hmm. Their favorite cards of each.
Their favorite card, yeah.
And then what do you think of the owners?
What do they think of the owners?
What do they think of us?
If these are sister decks, they probably were just like, these guys are bitches.
They know. Well, I'm like, they came from the same owner, so maybe, I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe they're distant cousins, you know? Twice removed.
Twice
removed.
You know, they're all related, because, you know, like a mom.
That's
like,
true.
It's just related.
That's all true. That's also true. All right. I've never tried the bridge with this one, because the cardstock is so thick.
It's not only thick, they're white. They're long.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Oh, my God. You improved.
To think, 4 episodes ago, I was struggling. Look at me now. There's growth.
Look at me now. Ah. Hello. Okay. We are doing 1 card for each question, please.
I always say 1 card, and then
well, we'll see. Yeah. Card. We always say, please, spirit.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Lightseers, what do you think of the memes? I like how, like, it's like a lightseer is a person, and the muse is also another person.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, what do they think of each other?
It's like, you know, when, like, you're at a party, and it's just like, you see that one bitch that's like, if you're the one person that dresses really good at the party, and then you come across another person that dresses also really well, it's one of those moments where it's like, either I'm going to hate you or I'm going to love you. Let's find out.
Let's see. Honestly, that's kind of like with every, like, really with every day.
True, but this is interesting how we have the exact same author and owner too, or illustrator.
Is it illustrator? I think is it both?
Creator? Well, we'll just say creator.
We'll just say creator.
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. General energy. We're going through each question one by one.
Yeah. Okay. Hmm.
Did you want to do more than one for general energy, or just the one card?
Well, I also...
You have 2?
So 2 came out. I'm going to take them for this one question.
Okay. I do too. Oh, no, I don't. Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so...
Oh, I like that for you. For the deck.
Interesting.
Thanks. Okay.
Hey, we both got knights.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. Okay. Well...
Okay.
My muse thinks of your general energy for the Lightseers.
Mm-hmm.
We have the 2 of emotions. The wording's changed for this, but it's 2 of cups, and the Knight of Swords / voices.
Oh, cool! And then for you, I have the Magician. Ooh, my card, and the Knight of Pentacles.
Interesting. Okay. You want to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. Well, I think that I think my deck thinks that your deck is very friendly, like based off of the 2 of cups and 2 of emotions. I think that there is I find it really funny, especially both of these decks come from the same creator.
Yeah.
The 2 of cups in general just means like a strong connection. That's made. So
that is funny. Yeah.
Maybe
relationship.
They do. Yeah. So they
probably
really
are related.
They are related and they get along. I think they get along.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
My deck likes your deck. And I think my deck also thinks that your deck is a little, she's a little cutthroat, a little bit.
She will speak the truth.
Yeah.
She said lightseer. Mm-hmm. She sees the light.
She's a little shady, I feel like. She
can throw shade.
Witty and shady.
Mm-hmm.
With the Knight of Swords. Very knowledgeable and seeker of truth. Very the go-getter, you know. Will they cut through a lot of things? Maybe not carelessly. There was another word I had for it. Oh, it's like cunning, almost. Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, cunning.
Aww.
Cunning in a good sense, but then you know, also a little.
Also could be.
A little conniving, a little. But you know, it's okay because you know I love people who have a little personality. So that's what my deck thinks of your general energy.
Okay.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it too. Hello. I own you. And then for your deck, the Magicians came out.
Uh-huh.
That was the first card I saw. I was like, ooh, this deck is gonna be good for overall use.
Mm-hmm.
Just really good for like. It doesn't matter what it is. You can really connect to the cards. The cards will connect to whatever questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good with, like, it's, you know how he's, the Magicians is, like, has all the suits. He's
yeah.
Like, it's all laid out in front of him. So, like, the power comes within, like, it starts with you. So, with this, it's kind of like showing, like, you, not saying, like, you, whenever you do a reading, you don't need to use another deck to, like, clarify.
Yeah.
Like, you can just use your one deck because you have all you need in it.
Yeah.
Like, you can figure out. You can clarify whatever cards you need to clarify with just that one deck.
Yeah.
She's, sorry. She's also very, like, what's the word? Like, not powerful, but, like,
she's a manifester.
Yeah, it's kind of like she has, I guess it's your connection to it, maybe, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you have more, you feel more connected to spirit while using this deck.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Because, like, you said this was your first deck, too?
One of my first few, yeah.
Yeah, so I kind of feel like you have more of the connection with it. Like, for me, the Lightseer is a little bit new. I haven't used her too much. I don't know her fully.
Yeah.
But, like, that's good to know that she's friendly. But with Yoron, I feel like you have more of a connection. When did you get her again?
This was back, if I started my journey. Spiritual journey in July, I got her probably around, like, somewhere between October and November.
Okay. So this is, like, one of your longest, like, known decks you've had.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like you spent a lot of time with it. You've kind of, like, have you gone through all the cards? Or, like, most of the cards, at least?
I was doing readings with this deck for a good while. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I was saying, like, you had that connection with, like, you kind of... It's kind of like you know the deck,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
It's funny because, especially when I started collecting more decks,
mm-hmm.
every time I would leave the house and I'd grab a deck, I would always, my eye would always come back to Muse Tarot, and I'd be like, I'll
come back to you.
I'll come back to you, girl. Mm-hmm. I'll come back to you, you know? So that's why it was just always interesting because I always felt like it always will call to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in some way.
And so, okay, so for the other card you have, the Knight of Pentacles. So for Knight of Pentacles, Just looking at, because it's Pentacles, like, maybe it's really also, oh my god, I can't talk. General energy, maybe it's really good for, like, grounding,
mm-hmm.
like, whatever questions, like, if you need to ask about, like, what they need to ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it would be really good advice, just mm-hmm. in general, like, really good, it's a little bit, I feel like it's a little bit more slow moving, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're a little bit more, they're a little bit more grounded and practical.
Yeah,
about...
like, I feel like you need to, like, not necessarily you... When I say slow, I feel like you need to pull more cards to clarify sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I was saying, even if you just have one card you need to clarify,
yeah.
like, that's all you need.
Yeah.
And you just keep clarifying what the situation or whatever the card is. It'll be really good for it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Pentacles is finance, you know, career, wealth, abundance.
Tangible
things, like, in this material world.
And career. I'm a material girl.
Oh my god, the
fake dun, dun, dun. Material girl. Oh, sorry, carry on. You walked into that one.
That was fun.
Walked was in with plan. A wife, with a horse.
Walked in with a horse.
Walked in with a horse.
Yeah.
So a guy walks into a bar with a horse. I'm just kidding. Carry on.
So yeah, Nine of Pentacles usually also talks about, like, you know, the step further from a mage.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, kind of like, from the mage. I'm sorry, from the page. I was just like, wait, did I say mage? From the page. So, like, I feel like it's more refined than just, like, some decks that you use. Like, you can communicate what you want to say more with this deck a little bit more easier than some other decks, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's just general. General energy, that's what I have for you.
Well, something also that came to mind, too, mm-hmm. for me, especially, like, yours, because, you know, for me, it's, like, when I also, when, like, that's why it's really funny when the Magician came up, because, With the muse, it talks about, like, the muse is really, like, when you look for inspiration, what you do with that inspiration is go and create things, yeah. You know? And I feel like the magician's such a good, like...
Creation
card.
Yeah.
You know? So right. That's why I feel like, okay, that makes sense with this. With yours, being a light, like, especially for the light seeker's energy, mm-hmm. You know, it's about creating divine connections with people, mm-hmm. as well as, like, okay, once you, like, create those divine connections with people, it's all about, like, being a light seeker is all about exploring knowledge from beyond, mm-hmm. right? So that's why I do feel like...
I can see that with the Pegasus.
Mm-hmm, exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's like, there's, like, a... It's rooted.
You're not grounded
yeah.
to earth. You are to whatever mm-hmm. land. You can go up and find that information mm-hmm. through using the cards. I can see
that. Yeah, and like that's why I'm saying for like the light seekers, I feel like it's really great in terms of that energy for, again, like keeping your heart, like keeping your emotions like as your base, but mm-hmm. then allowing your mind to explore. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's what I
can see.
Like.
It also, I think I also got picked up with your cards. It's like, it's good for asking more universe questions, that makes sense. It's not mm-hmm. like asking like what's gonna happen for my career, like it's more like good for asking for like divine
yeah.
Guidance, if mm-hmm. that makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like even as a light seeker too, I think that's why, like, I feel like the light seeker is very that mm-hmm. you know, it's very like deeper and beyond and more yeah. universal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love that.
Okay. And
we'll leave them out.
Yeah. I was like, let's see.
Okay.
And the next question was the strengths.
Yes.
Okay. What are your strengths, Muse?
What are your strengths, Lightseeker?
I'll be watching Nobby.
Calm down, Yoda.
One card? Oh, yeah. I'm not taking reversals for these. Sorry. Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Why interesting?
I ended up getting two.
Oh, okay.
But they're all from the same family.
What's the same family?
They're all in the cups.
Oh. Ah.
Yeah.
Fulfillment of emotions.
You want to go first?
Sure. So for you, I see the strengths for you is, that's so funny, because like it's kind of like very similar energy.
Mm-hmm.
So like strengths is like connecting to the more emotional side for me, for the muse.
Mm-hmm.
So the King of Cups came out for me. So for the King of Cups, it's, you know, not the what's the word? Not ultimate card. Like King is more like an authority figure type mm-hmm. of thing. So I guess I'm having a hard time describing it in my head, but. I would say the King is above, like, the other cards in the suit.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Like, they're, like, the goal to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to strive to be the King.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, for this one, mm-hmm. it's kind of, like, really good for emotions. Just really good for, like, it could be, I'm not say love reading, just emotions in general, relationships as well. Really good for, like, trying to get, to figure out what the emotional fulfillment it is for whatever situation it is. So if you want, you can do love readings, you do like, mm-hmm. what do I need to be happy? Something mm-hmm. just like that, in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think
especially too, since it's like, you know, like if the general reading or general energy of it is to create,
yeah.
Right? It's like, maybe it's also there to help me understand like, why is it important for me to create this? You know, like why, like having emotional attachment uh-huh. to what I'm creating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and even expressing emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I could see that. I think that's it really for my card, sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Mm. Okay, so for you, your strengths for the Light Seers. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I was like, you're saying Seekers, and I was like...
I'm sorry, my bad. Light Seers. So we have the Knight of Cups and the Knight of Emotions. Well, they're both cups, so it's... The Knight of Emotions and the Nine of Emotions.
Okay, yeah, they're very...
Cups, I know.
Knight and Nine.
So also in the Cup family, strengths for your deck, definitely... I mean, if we're thinking about the Knight of Cups, it's very kind of like... It is the romance card. It is mm-hmm. the whole... You know, so maybe it's also a possibility, too, of exploring, like, you know, kind of like a softer side, you know, mm-hmm. to yourself. Especially it being kind of grounded more so in emotions. Mm-hmm. And then when we have the Nine of Emotions here, I think it's really just kind of like that personal peace, you know? Like, it's that personal peace and personal gratification that you seek. It's that emotional gratification you seek within yourself before you seek it from everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting to that emotional place of being happy, mm-hmm. personally. So I feel like that's a great strength that your deck possesses. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So mm-hmm. it's helping you be kinder to yourself, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, it's being kinder. It's giving you the words of encouragement and the words of care that maybe you need to hear, you know, and the words of advice. It's like, it's very, like, you know, what's the term? You know what I mean? I'm doing a hugging motion, guys.
Yeah, I know what you mean in my head, but yeah. I don't know what the word is.
Either. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I understand, though.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe it's a little fleeting, but mm-hmm. I think overall the energy is well-intended to, again, just, you know, kind of be softer and take care of you. So it is looking out for you, your deck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can also see also with the Knight of Emotions, it's an ammonite. But it's a shell that's going into a spiral.
Yeah.
And also, I think it also is, like, diving deeper into emotions, maybe, mm-hmm. like, into your emotional side.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not necessarily doing, like, shadow work, because shadow working is, you know, diving deep into yourself, like, figuring out why mm-hmm. you do it this way type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I also can see that with the Nine of Emotions, like, she looks like she's meditating in. Is that mm-hmm. shell, turtle shell?
I think so.
Or gems. Oh, no, it's, like, I don't know. Is that gems or, like, a kind of, like, crystal?
I think they're crystals.
Yeah, the crystals surrounding her, so, like, maybe she's, like, also meditating on, like, what I need to do next to, like, help fulfill that emotion, since especially being a 9 going on to 10 almost. Mm-hmm. 10 is like also a happy card, the happy mm-hmm. card. I think that's the one with the rainbows and mm-hmm. the card. Yeah, so it's like almost going to like emotional fulfillment mm-hmm. too.
I feel like this deck then is, I feel like it's more so a personal one for you.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's more.
I mean, and if I feel like if you were to pertain this to other people, mm-hmm. if you were to use this to read it for other people, I think it's really, yeah, like you said, right? Like it's about looking for divine guidance internally.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that is the overall strength for mm-hmm. your deck.
I also saw, like, with the King of Cups, that there's also a ship behind. So it could be talking about, like, things. It's really, I think maybe talking about things in the past. It's, like, bringing up, like, what you could have done or what you could do now to mm-hmm. improve yourself. Like, the ship has sailed.
Yeah.
Like, you can, it's really good for, like if a situation is like, oh, how can I have improved myself from
what reflection.
I
did?
Yeah, reflecting and, yeah. Even also, his eyes are closed. He's meditating on, like, a cup that swingers on. Just, like, very similar to the non-emotions I see. Yeah.
Her decks are very similar.
Very similar. Well, they are very similar.
This is getting some Parent Trap type of shit. Like, they went to the same camp and didn't realize that they were twins.
How did they... Anyways.
You watched the Parent Trap, right?
Yeah, no, how did they not realize they were twins? I mean, obviously, it's the movie, but...
Yeah, I know, but, you know.
Movie magic, if you will. Okay. What was the next one again?
What is the deck's favorite card?
Favorite card. Oh, okay. Card or cards or just card?
Well, we'll find out what depending on
you know,
on what
that
pops
is
out.
True. Okay. Nope. Should I take? You know what?
One actually just fell out and it's like I'm clutching it on my chest right now.
Oh, I
so
see.
I'm
just gonna... I'll see.
I didn't even shuffle it.
I'm
it just
taking
fell
the
out
two.
The okay, you're getting the two now. I'm getting the one.
Okay. Oh. What is yours?
I have the Two of Wands. Two of Inspiration, but Two of Wands.
I have Six of Wands and Queen of Swords for you.
That's interesting.
That is very interesting. Huh, okay. Well, how would you explain this section of it? Like, just favorite cards of...
Yeah.
Each other's decks.
Yeah. I mean, it's just really just like, oh. Yeah. I think it doesn't have to be too long, but maybe it's just kind of like the card that's just like, oh, like, this is my fave. Like,
yeah.
I enjoy getting this one.
I think the muse really enjoys, like, getting the praise. Getting praised. Mm-hmm. Like, getting the attention.
Mm-hmm.
Or wanting the attention. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you give her the attention.
So, so true.
And then the Queen of Swords is like, the Queen, to me, is a little bit... The Queen of Swords, to me, is a little bit more powerful than the King of Swords, mm-hmm. in a little bit, in my opinion, in terms of, like, communication.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she has more, like, the softer, gentle, like, I can cut through the bullshit, but not hurt you. Hurt the other person. That makes sense.
That's interesting. Well, I mean, no, it makes sense, but it's interesting, because, like, for me, the Queen of Swords is, like, she's, like, the... She's a take no bullshit. Like,
no, yeah. To me, she's like, I have my katana in mm-hmm. her hand, and she is looking out. She's like, she doesn't look like she's going to strike someone down with a katana. She looks like it's there for show. Like, don't worry, I'm not going to cut you down because, like, I have the ability to. Mm-hmm. But I would just, I'll communicate with you clearly first before mm-hmm. cutting you down, type of thing.
I find this really funny that you're pulling this from my deck. I mean, you know, it's only because people have told me I'm basically the Queen of Swords.
Yeah. That's all I was thinking. I was like, I feel like this is your card for you in general.
Yeah.
It describes you. Huh?
It is also the air sign.
It is. All I was saying mm-hmm. is also air.
Libra. Well, you have the Two of Wands. AKA the Two of Inspirations.
I've been pulling that card recently.
Yes, you have. I think we pulled, didn't we pull this
for we did last. Reading?
Yeah.
One of the episodes before.
Mm-hmm. So your deck's probably telling you it's not just your favorite card. You need to be paying attention to this.
Okay, Lightseers, I see you. I see you and you see me.
Well, I mean, if we're looking at this as a favorite card, it's probably just, it's liking the fact that it's also going to prepare to give you options.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just going to be a one road always all the time. You're going to be provided different multitudes of options and things to decide between. It's not always going to be just a clear road, you know. And
also the second two of what you're the reading so far too.
Mm-hmm.
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 Two has been a recurring theme for me as well, just in general. Sorry.
True. You have twos. You also have two knights.
Mm-hmm. You have a king, a queen, and a knight. Oh.
I have I almost have the whole family. Yeah,
almost there. The page is gonna come out. Watch.
Oh,
we will see. We will see.
We will okay. see.
So that's basically a bit for the fave cards.
Love that.
Okay.
Last question: what do our decks think of the owners?
Energy.
What does the deck think of each other's owners?
Each other's owners. Yeah. So what do you think of Robbie? Like,
death.
Don't say that.
Muse, what do you think of Nate?
Yeah, Lightseers. I got two cards.
I hate you. We always do this.
Should we
flip
at the same time or not?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
What do you think of Nate? Okay. And I also have... I have three.
Oh, okay. Trying to one-up me? You Holly or something?
She has thoughts for you. Do you want all three?
Yeah, I'll take it. I mean, fine. You don't have to keep it like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what does your deck think of me? I know I'm a bitch.
Yeah, she said bitch. The Empress came out.
Oh, that's my card.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say the Empress.
Wow, that's my card.
And guess what? The page did come out.
Wow, I have a whole ass family.
I swear. It's the Page of Cups, too. That is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
See, the knight. Oh, sorry. Yeah, the knight. You have every... No, you don't. You don't have the one. Sorry. Knight of Pentacles, Page of Cups.
Mm-hmm.
The Queen of Swords and then the King of Cups. Okay. Page of Cups and the Empress. How about you?
You have... So funny we talked about... I just brought up death. You have death. You have death.
Okay.
The Page of Emotions or Cups.
Page of Cups?
Yeah. Oh,
we both have Page of Cups. They say we're both emotional. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they are. We kind of technically are.
You kind of.
And you have the Star.
Okay.
Okay, well, if both of our decks think that we're the Page of Cups, what does this mean for us? I mean, obviously we're
emotional side bitches, yeah, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh. Uh huh.
I can see that. I see you. I'm sorry. I'm emotional. I can see that we can get stuck in our feelings. We can get stuck in like these cycles of like literally cycles because. In the Lightseers, it's mm-hmm. him sitting and his legs are off the card and then the legs are on the top of the card.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. So it's kind of like a repetition, mm-hmm. like a cycle that keeps going on and on and on. Mm-hmm. You need to break.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with this Empress together kind of makes a little bit more sense. It's telling you to... Well, I'm not too sure if it's a message for you or he's just talking about you in general.
Mm-hmm. You can talk about me in general. Okay. It's fine.
So saying
talk shit, get hit. I'm just kidding.
You need to be a little bit more, I guess, softer with yourself. Mm-hmm. Like you, I feel like you've been a little bit more hard on yourself. You know, like you're saying like you don't want to disappoint mm-hmm. other people or disappoint yourself, especially
mm-hmm.
with someone trying to hide uh-huh. like your tears,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
trying to hide. Nurture yourself more. Be a little bit more softer yourself because you're stuck in a cycle. Of,
mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I say we as well because I'm definitely stuck. I know I'm stuck in a cycle, but you're stuck in a cycle of like. Not emotional trauma, but, like, emotional backlash. But I don't know what the word is. Mm-hmm. Like, we've been traumatized through different things. Like,
yeah.
Your project could have been just, like, over too much, and you're just, like, dying.
Oh, yeah.
Well, kind of makes sense also with what's happened with your emotions. Well,
I think it's, especially if the Empress is all about creative energy, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, sometimes my, you know, I do feel like my creative suffers sometimes, you know, because it's cycles of what I want, what I don't want, what I want to have, what I'm not getting.
And what you can do, what, like, or the time you cannot do because of certain things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so far that's what I... How about me?
Alright, let's talk about your cycles.
Well, Christ, the death came out.
We've established already that this card here, the Page of Emotions, is that. Repeating cycles. They mean well, though. They mean well. But I think in terms of what it thinks about you, you know, it is, there are things that it thinks that, you know, you probably do need to let go in terms, I think it just means that, like, it probably thinks of you as, like, in this stage of your life, you are in a transformative stage, you know?
100%, yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely in a transformative stage, there's things that you do need to part with, you know, but, like, know that, like, I think it also acknowledges that, like, you won't give up.
Yeah.
You know, you'll power through it. As difficult as it is, you will come out on the other side. You know, you find the hope. You understand what the worth is in your life and in your transformation. So it does, like... I know, you're welcome. You can quote me later. No, but truly, though, like, it understands the meaning of, like, how important your life is for these things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there to also, I think, like, it's there... This is... It's kind of a reminding you that, like... Yes, that there are many things that you need to let go, and all these things will you'll go through a process, but it's going to be all worth it for yourself, for your growth.
Starts crying. Yeah. Yeah, that emotional cycle. Bitch.
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 And that was New Deck Who Dis.
New Deck Who Dis. Damn.
Okay.
I like how this was supposed to be intended to be, like, a four-card spread.
It was supposed to be a four-card spread. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 7 cards.
Nine. We're going to have a talk when we get home, deck.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, the decks have very similar thoughts for us and our respectives. I feel like this isn't the first time they've met. They've crossed paths before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know each other.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, that one meme where it's just, like, our spirit guides talking to each other?
Yeah.
Talking about us.
Talking about us.
It's these decks are probably just like, can you believe these bitches? We told them last week.
We told them to do, like, we gave them guidance.
Did they not follow us. They did not follow.
Didn't follow through. Yeah, I didn't follow through.
But I liked this reading. This was fun.
This was fun, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is like a... Well, this is not a spread that I've seen before.
Yeah, I mean, I found it off of TikTok. Because it's, you know, it's nice. It's like, this is the first time, like, when I saw it, I was just like, wow, I would have never thought about interviewing decks amongst each other.
Yeah, interviewing another deck.
Yeah, because you're usually communicating with your own deck.
Yeah, you're the one that usually interviewing yourself to the deck, or the deck interviewing you, or vice versa, whatever.
Mm-hmm. But I think this is really cool. I mean, especially if you are a owner of multitudes of decks. Me. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm actually quite up there now. I'm in the 25s now. So.
Oh, okay. Don't...
What? I'm allowed...
Well, I honestly recently found out how much, like, Holly and Esther have, and I thought I had more than them, because I was like, oh my god, I'm sorry, I purchased so many, but then I realized they also purchased way more, they backed way more Kickstarters, which I wanted to try doing, but also...
We're too broke.
Yeah, let's not do that yet.
We're not out of jail yet.
We're not out of jail.
But yeah, I think this is a great thing to do, especially if, in this case, if you want to, you know, use your decks more often. Mm-hmm. I think this is a great way for you. Also, I think, too, it's a good idea for you to see what decks work well together, you know?
Especially if you want to clarify something, you use another deck, you'd be like, oh, here's your bestie.
Yeah, you're like
your
familiar. Yeah, no.
Your bestie, if you will.
Your bestie. But yeah, like, it's. I think this was a really great thing that we did. This is cool. I had fun with this one.
I know, I had fun with this one, too.
Yes. Well, this wraps up this mini episode. It's a lot shorter.
Mini episode.
Well, okay, fine. It's a whole ass episode.
It's a whole episode. We're not even going to call this a mini episode.
And we only covered 3 cards.
We covered 3 cards and did another segment of a spread.
Yeah.
And we still ended up doing almost 50 minutes.
Well, I'm gonna, if that's the case, then we're gonna wrap this up so it hits 50 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, in our, by the time this episode comes out, we will also have the last of the major arcana, going from the moon all the way to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared for that. Is there anything you want to leave them off with?
I was thinking about, like, ooh, we should have a send-off somewhere to, like, Wildly Tarot.
We always talk about Wildly Tarot.
We always do, because, like, honestly, there's such an inspiration now that Robbie introduced them to me.
Yeah.
And how he said that this, they were the inspiration of just starting the podcast in general.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna give it to them because they inspired me a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, they're so great.
Yes.
And hopefully they can see it. Like, I want to join the Facebook group or, like, the Patreon or something.
True,
like, hey, we have a podcast inspired by you guys, and, you know, check it out.
Well, hopefully if they ever find this podcast, we would just like to personally thank them for making this podcast happen.
Yeah, honestly. Without you guys, this wouldn't be possible. Without all of you.
Okay, well, we're going to close this episode out now, but thank you guys for joining us on this episode of Mystic Misters. Keep staying 51% mystic.
49% messy.
Bye.
Bye.